Great. Okay. So last time we began discussing the din of paletes shechazera and the effective 5-day waiting period for the Ramah based on the Trumas HaDeshen, which takes into consideration the double chumrah. Number one, the chumrah of Bein HaShmashos, that we're concerned that even though Mekar Adin, a woman is only paletes shechazera for 6 onos, or a sum total of 72 hours, and then you would only need to wait until the next full day after the end of the 72 hours, but we're concerned that maybe a woman is going to get confused as to how to count Bein HaShmashos and erroneously count that on the wrong day. So to cover those bases, there's a chumrah of adding an additional effective 5th day to the count before beginning Shiva Nekiyim. And the second chumrah of the Trumas HaDeshen of Lo Shimsha Atur Shimsha, that again, the Ikar Adin, we're only concerned about Paletes Shechvaser if there is Tashmish, because you can't have Paletes without Tashmish, but where it goes there, effectively, Lo Shimsha Atur Shimsha, and that double chumrah is reflected in the Tzak and the Minog in the Ramah, that you have to be Machmer even Lo Shimsha, and be Machmer to count an additional 5th day. We also noted last time that the Rishonim, some of the Rishonim, Shemus Hadeshin alluded to it, and Shemus Maril alluded to it, and the Ramah quotes such a minog and doesn't like it, B'makom she'lo nahagu kein, but a minog of adding even more days, up to 7 days before beginning counting Shiva Nekiyim, which it's a little unclear where that comes from. The Rambam has this as well. The Rambam Perakid Aleph Alach Yadalid refers to such a minhag. Zeshet timsa b'miksas hamakomos shehanida yosheves shivas yamim b'nidusa. That the Rambam refers to a minhag in miksas makomos of a woman waiting 7 days before beginning her count of Shiva Nekiyim. The Rambam refers to that as a tos. Ein za minhag. Where they got that idea from is a bad idea, baseless, and a total toss. Rav Avadia points out on page Tuf Beis that there is a Tanchuma in Parshas Mitzora that actually indicates such a practice. Tanchuma Mitzora, Parshas Zion. But Rav Avadia writes that particular passage in the Tanchuma is not in the original text of the Tanchuma, it's a later edition, so its credibility or authenticity may be somewhat suspect. Be that as it may, the minhag is dismissed by the Ramah, and I'm not aware of any contemporary community, despite the recording both among Sephardi Rishonim and the Ashkenazi Rishonim of having such a practice in certain places. Nowadays, I'm not aware of any communities that have such a practice. On the other side of the equation, as far as the minhag of Sfardim, so if you open your Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber has no consideration of these two chumras of the Ramah, no consideration of Lo Shimsha Atur Shimsha, and no consideration of adding a 5th day before beginning Shiva Nekiyim. However, there were some Sephardi communities that did adopt this chumrah of the Ramah, in fact, of the Mechaber of Nissan notwithstanding. Rav Avadia writes that that was the minhag in Baghdad, and that was the Shita of Ben Ishai to be Machmir for the 5th day, to be Machmir for the 5th day, not for... to be Machmer for the 5th day, and I believe to be Machmer for Lo Shimsha to Shimsha as well. And the Rabbi Karb, of course, the Rebbe Yosef thought that Sfardim should be Machmer that way, if they were to ask him. but Rav Avadia writes that the minhag in Baghdad, notwithstanding, the minhag in Sephardi communities in Syria, Egypt, and Eretz Yisrael, was to be Mekel on both counts, on the Lo Shimsha Atur Shimsha and on the 5th day. And Rav Avadia writes that absent a contrary minhag, unless you are a Sephardi that comes from a community where they were Machmir, Rav Avadia thinks that the default hanhaga for Sephardim should be like Maran, that neither Chumra is necessary. Now, in practice, and we'll talk as we go on about exceptions, in practice, is largely an academic discussion because it's very hard to come by women these days in most situations where she'd be able to get a clean Hesed Torah earlier than 5 days anyway. So the difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim on this count is largely theoretical. Not that there aren't exceptional situations, but al pi rov, nowadays it's hard to come by a woman that is going, a woman with normal cycles, who is going to get a clean Hesed Torah on day 4. There's a little bit of a discussion among contemporary poskim. How do you calculate these 5 days? And going forward, we're working with the assumption of the 5 days that run up. How do you calculate these 5 days if you're traveling across time zones? So let's say you start out in New York, and then you travel to Eretz Yisrael during these 5 days. So the end of the fifth day arrives 7 hours earlier than your biological clock would have indicated. So how does that play into the calculation of the 5 days? So Rav Avner thinks, Rav Avner here in the Shiur Shevet Alevi on our Sif in Os Beis, he thinks that according to the Mechaber, you have to make sure that your cheshbin adds up based on the hours. Meaning, if let's say in theory a woman was a Roa Dam on Sunday afternoon, so under normal circumstances, she would have to wait Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and do a Hesed Torah. I'm sorry, we're talking about Sephardim. So under for a Sephardi, if a woman sees Dam on Sunday afternoon, so then she could do a Hesed Torah on Wednesday. But, so Rav Avner things, if you're a Sephardi and you saw Dam 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, and then you get to Eretz Yisrael sometime before Wednesday, come the end of the day on Wednesday in Eretz Yisrael, 72 hours haven't elapsed since the time of the Riyas Adam. So if you're leaving aside whether you're Machmir on Lo Shimsha Atur Shimsha, but if you were to be Machmir on Lo Shimsha Atur Shimsha in that situation, then you'd have to make sure that at least your 72 hours have elapsed. Rav Avadya thinks that even according to the Mechaber, and according to the Ramah, there's no issue because the fifth day is a Chumrah anyway. So anyway, you slice it, you're well past these 72 hours come day 5. Rav Avadya thinks that there's no magic to 72 hours. That even that din of Paletus Sheikh Lazara being viable for 6 onos, it's the din of the ona, not in the hours. Such that if you change time zones, if you fly, and the sun sets following the calculation of 6 onos, so now you're already in the 7th ona. So it's not an actual, it doesn't need to be a 72-hour count. Normally speaking, it would be 72 hours. But if you lose hours due to travel, a variety of things that you have been based on the end of that day. So if 72 hours haven't elapsed, but you have the third Shkia since the original Riyas Dam, then that's considered the end of your 6 onos, Moshe. Not necessarily, because all that means is that normally that's how you calculate it. So that's a reminder. Things again, it's only relevant for Sephardim because Evan would agree when you're dealing with the extra fifth day that your bases are covered anyway you slice it. Now, let's say a woman sees Dam during Ben Hashmashas. So a woman sees Dam during the Ben Hashmashas between Shabbos and Motzai Shabbos. So what day can she do her Hesed Torah? So Rav Avner thinks that in that case, you have to be Machmir. If a woman sees Dam Ben Hashmashas, you have to be Machmir to treat that as if she saw Dam that night. If she saw Adam, I'm going to say Shabbos, which is Sunday. And then you have to count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And she can't do her Hasek Taro till Thursday and start counting Shiva Nekiyim on Friday. Zvara Yisholchan, Sifkat Nikos Samachtes, thinks that that's an unreasonable Chumrah. The whole reason that we're Machmer for the first day, for the fifth day, for the Ramah based on the Jerusalem Deshen, is because of that very suffix of Banish Moshas. We're concerned that if a woman sees Banish Moshas, she's erroneously going to count that as the previous day instead of the next day. So that's why we're Machmer to add a fifth day. So it doesn't make sense that that's the whole reason for the Chumrah, that in that very case, which is the reason for the Chumrah, you're going to be Machmer to add an additional day. That's being Mosif Chumrah al Chumrah. The whole reason for the Chumrah to begin with is because of that Benish Masha. So that's what it takes, that it takes that Benish Masha scenario into account. So there's no reason to be any more Machmer than that. So Lemaisa, if a woman sees Benish Masha between Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, so we consider that as if she saw the Dam on Shabbos. Shabbos is day one, and then she could do a Hefek Taira on Wednesday. Was that a puzzle look mirror? Okay, hard to see by the mask, sorry. Okay, and that seems to be the consensus of Poskim. The Rav Avner is a little bit perplexing why you'd be machmir to that extent, because the whole reason for the Chumrah to begin with is because of that Ben Hashmashos scenario. Rabbi Karp quotes from Rav Avadya, and this seems to be the consensus of Poskim, that if you actually do have a Re'iyah Ben Hashmashos, you can count the previous day as day one of your 5 days. Rav Moshe has a related point in Tshuva number Kaf to Rabbi Eider, that Rav Moshe Lishitaso, who assumes that if push comes to shove, you could be makel up to 9 minutes after Shkia in New York to consider that a valid Hefsek Taira if you were to do Hefsek Taira within those 9 minutes in a Shasid Chak situation at least. So Rav Moshe assumes that if you see Dam during those 9 minutes, then you can easily count that as the previous day towards your 5 days. Okay, take a look at the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkatan Tes Vav.
I'm the Shalom, Shakasas, Naisaba Liyadi, Beisha Achas, Shahaya Yamdavu Lidusa, Velo Shimsha and Baila, Belaila Shakadim Riyasa. So the Shaila was a woman was holding on day 4 since her Re'iyah, and she did not have Tashmish the night before her Re'iyah. Let's say she had a Re'iyah on Sunday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, she's holding on Wednesday. She did not have Tashmish Motzei Shabbos. V'hitarti la lilbosh levanim b'yom dalid v'lahaska lispor b'yom hay. And even though the minhag of the Ramah is that you can't do a hefek tar until day 5, in this case, the shalal allowed her to do a hefek on day 4. Why? Kim haisa mascheles lispor b'yom vav, were she to do a hefek tar on day 5, and then start counting on day 6. Az hayaba lel tfila belel Shabbos sha'achar yantif. So if she were to wait the regular 5 days for Hefek Tara, so then her lel tfila is going to be on Friday night. So day one in this case was Monday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The lel tfila would be Friday night, but that was a 2-day yantif, or 3-day yantif. Where Friday was Yantiv, and Shabbos is Shabbos. Umutav shenaniya chumrazu kidei lekarev hatvila lechafifa. So we'll talk about this din of not having a gap between tvila and chafifa, but the Shalah says that you have competing considerations here.
On the one hand, you have the Chumra of the Ramah of the fifth day. On the other hand, if you're going to be knowing the Chumra of the Ramah on the fifth day, that's going to be, come at the expense of being masmich the tefillah to the Chafifa. So the Shala said, better off foregoing the Chumra of the Ramah, and not the Chumra of Loshim Shat, better off foregoing the Chumra of the Ramah, because it was a case of Loshim Shat. So you don't have to worry about Loshim Shat to Shimsha. You don't have to add the fifth day. If that's going to come at the expense of being masmich the tefillah to the chafifa. V'ayim b'sidri tara shakasav dinir lo debenidon kazeh af b'shimshu yesh lahatir shetisok b'yamdad l'riyasa. And the shalah was only willing to be makel if it was a tartil l'tivusa. It was lo shimsha. He was only willing to make it was low shimsha, so we're only foregoing one of the Ramah's Chumras, not both. And the Sidri Tara was willing to forego both of the Ramah's Chumras, both, even if it was shimsha, he was willing to forego the Chumra of day five. In a case where that's going to interfere with your ability to be masmich, the tefillah to the chafifa. So this comment, the fiscal Shuvah question of the Shalah, is the model for various other scenarios that both can discuss, where there is some latitude to be makel on the 5 days if it's going to interfere with other halachic considerations. And also, there may be latitude to be makel where there's a kind of b'chi ha'gavna lo gazru argument. So we'll talk about some of those applications as we go on. As far as the specific din of the Shalah, where you have a clash between being machmir on the fifth day of the Ramah and doing so at the expense of being machmir tefillah of the chafifa, the poskim, it may depend. We'll have to hold off on this a little bit until we talk about the machmir tefillah chafifa issue, but how the more seriously you take that, the more inclined you would be to be mako in this scenario. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sifkat and Mem that this shalah is a model for other scenarios where there's a tzarech gadol that there are grounds to be mako to dispense with the fifth day. As we said, in most situations, it's not going to help because most women aren't able to get a clean half the time before day five anyway. But in the rare case where it would help, that's discussion in poskim, under what circumstances could the Ramah's Chumra be dispensed. Rav Moshe discusses in Tshuva Kaf Gimel to Rabbi Eider, a scenario where the family is in the country for the summer, the husband goes up on weekends, he can only be there, he comes up right before Shabbos, and he leaves to be back to work Monday morning. And the particular scenario that Rav Moshe was asked about was where Sunday is day four L'Riyasa. So if we're machmir like the Chum of the Ramah, so she could only do a Hefsek Tara on Monday. And then her husband is going to be out of town, or in town, and she's out of town. The husband will be away until following Friday night. If we're Mako not to insist on the Chum of the Ramah, then she could do a Hefek Tara on Sunday and go to the Mikvah Sunday night when the husband is still with her in the country. So Moshe writes, that this is a Shas Adchak scenario that's analogous to the case of the Shalah. That just like the Shalah says, you could dispense with the Chum of the Ramah in order to be Masmich Tefillah to Chafifa. So it's over here, if you're going to push off the Tefillah, you're going to be light of Tsar. So that's an equivalent kind of Shas Adchak. So he says this is within the spirit of that psak of the Shalah. But Rav Moshe says that you shouldn't abuse this kula. If it happens once, so then
then you could be mako. But not if it happens more than once, he writes, in the same summer. Because then it looks like you're doing this b'kfiyas, you're being mevatel l'chumra, and that is inappropriate. So that seems like more of a judgment call, that you shouldn't abuse it. In most situations, you're only in the country for 2 months anyway. But Moshe says you can do it not more than once a summer. He doesn't say not once more than once in your life. So there might be analogous to Erev Tavshilin. Right? If you forget your Erev Tavshilin, you can rely on the rabbi's Erev Tavshilin if you forget once. But not more than once. Is that more than once a year, once a lifetime? No clear. But it seems like at least al derech mashal, a similar consideration that you shouldn't abuse abuse of kulak. Then Ramosha, the next Jewish Rabbi Eider, Tshuva Kaf Dalid, has the following shaila. A woman, Leil Tfila is Friday night, and she's in a place where a mikveh is inaccessible. So Ramosha, we'll see when we talk about Tfila. It happens to be a pretty big mako about going to the mikveh on day 7. In these kinds of scenarios, but leaving that aside because we haven't discussed that yet. But Ramosha here entertains as a possibility dispensing with 1 day with the Ramah's fifth day to allow her to do a Hefzikara on Thursday instead of Friday, on Wednesday instead of Thursday. Sorry, no, on Thursday instead of Friday, which you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Thursday night instead of Friday night. And again, because this is in line with the Shalah, at least below Shimsha. And if it's Shimsha, so you know, that's the Machlokas, the Shalah, and the Sidrei Tara, that Moshe thinks if push comes to shove, the Sidrei Tara is probably correct in that one as well. So this is another Shas and Chak scenario where Moshe thinks that it would be within the spirit of the Shalat Kula to allow dispensing with day 5 under such circumstances. Again, Moshe was willing to be makel at least on a one-time basis to dispense with day 5 in a situation where the husband's going to be out of town otherwise for a while, or in a situation where you have a Friday night tefila and don't have access to a mikvah. Okay. The Tav in Sifkata and Zion, and the Shach in Sifkata and Kaf discuss the following scenario. Take a look at the Tav. The Tav in Sifkata and Zion. So he knows that the Beis Yosef wasn't machmir below Shimsha atur Shimsha. Umari Chamiza Kasas Shenir lo lahakil kishein bayla beir. So the Bas thought that even though the Ramah is machmir lo Shimsha atur Shimsha, but you could be mako if it's ein bayla beir. Dei lahakmir kokas. That it's reasonable to be back in Lashem Shah to Shimsha where there's a possibility that you could have had that. The husband's out of town.
Maybe
so then, you don't hear me?
Yeah, now it's better.
Okay. Is this okay now?
Oh, yeah. For some reason we couldn't hear. Now everybody's on mute. Can you hear?
1 second. Okay. Is this okay?
No.
Sorry about that. Let's try that again. So the Tav quotes in the Bach that it only makes sense to be gozer lo shimsha to shimsha if there's at least a possibility that there could have been tashmish. But if the husband's out of town, so then there wasn't even a possibility, then you wouldn't be gozer. And the Tav says, ishta mitzvei chuvas marik, shekasu lehedya shenagu lahakmir afilu ein bayla beir,
So there is such a the minhag to be machmer even ein baal habi'ur is a more absolute low plug. So the Taz argues on the Bach, and so does the Shach. The Shach points out that it's mashmer that way from the nisuach of the shayla of the Trumas Hadeshen as well. You're right. So in the Lashon of the Shailah and Truth Hadeshen, it sounds like the Chumrah was in place even Ein Baal HaBe'ir, because the Lashon of the Shailah and Truth Hadeshen was Isha shelo shimshem baila toch zayin yamim. Oh, shelo haya baila beir. So one of the scenarios that Trumas Hadeshen addresses is dafka where it was lo haisa baila beir. And then the Shach writes. Right, so that's what the Bach said. So the Bach said, even though the Trumas Hadeshen is mashed away from the Lashon HaSheela, that your machmir even can show by the ear, you call machmir b'lashon atzuva shelo hifker sham lahachmir mashu k'saf b'achiyesh lahakel. The Bach thought that even though the mashmir of the shayla was you have to be machmir even aim by the ear, but from the tshuva didn't address that. The Shach says ain't there nearin the lo noda sheela tzev tshuva tadeshen asam arai b'al tshuva tachma. So the tshuva tadeshen wrote the shayla too. It's not like the Pifke Marai, which were real shilas. The Trumas Hadeshen were manufactured shilas. And therefore, you can be medayik for the Lashon of the Shilas as well. Just to note, I think we might have mentioned this once in the past, that in the Hakdama to the Lekat Yosher, the Tam of the Trumas Hadeshen, he has come to the Tam Arayas to indicate that the Trumas Hadeshen did not, in fact, write the shilas in the Trumas Hadeshen. So you can take a look at that. If you want to evaluate the rayas, but the Shach, and conventionally it's assumed that the Trumas Hadeshen did manufacture or make up the shaylus, and therefore it doesn't allow you, and therefore you could be medayik from the lashon of the shaylus as well. And maybe the Bach assumed like the hakdama to the mosi la'or of the Lekut Yosher. Okay. Bottom line, so the Bach is not accepted, and the Shach and the Taz both argue that even and the Shach thinks that's the Mashmos in the Nisuach of the Sheva, the Trumas Hadeshen that the Trumas Hadeshen wrote, that the low plug applies even if it's Ein Baila Ba'ir. Okay. Then the Shach writes in Sivkat and Kafbeis, and this we've noted in the past, Tzvich Lahantin Chamisha Yamim. Hainu mitchilasa umishem time of the shechlasera, aval im toch yemei svirasa al acher chamisha yam niskalkula v'chazer v'rasa dam o kefem hosekes v'osa yam b'taro mona l'machras v'zat pashit. So the Shach writes, so we discussed this when we spoke about a hasek tara, that if a woman is so seres, either with the Re'iya or with the Kesem, so then you don't have to count the number of 5 days. It's sufficient to make a Hesekah at the early possible point and immediately begin the Shivin Akir, because there's no Lo Shimsha Otum Shimsha, because there wasn't a possibility, because you're the Emsa Yimei Nidusa, you're the Emsa Shivin Akir. So that Chumra was never said in this scenario. That was the cause of the Mil Saka, the woman who was unaware of this halacha in the Mil Saka about Hesach Hadas B'Shiv Nekiyim, but that's what we assume like the Shach, that the Chumrah of the Ramah of Lo Shimsha to Shimsha does not apply where the woman is Tok Shiv Nekiyim and then has a Re'iya or a Kesem that is so fair, they have to start the count again. You don't have to wait 5 days before starting the count. In the case analogous to that of the Mil Saka, Rav Avner discusses in the Shira Shevet Levi here, what happens if a woman is Toch Shevet Nekiyim and she sees a Mara which she's a Mesupak about. So she sees a questionable Mara, so she doesn't know whether that's Sosa or not. And the Lamaisa, they're Polish. He's talking about a scenario where they're not in Shevet Nekiyim. A woman is Tahora. A woman is Tahora, and she sees a Mara that is questionable. And they're Polish because they don't know whether that's a Mara Tahor or a Mara Tame. And then before they're able to ask the Shaila, before they get an answer on the Shaila, she's actually Pirsa Nida. So let's say she saw this Kasem on Wednesday. They were Mesupik whether it's a Maratar or Maratame. Lamaisa, they're Porish. And then on Thursday, before they got an answer, that Kasem, she's Pirsa Nida anyway. So do you start counting your 5 days from Wednesday, from the Riyaf Kasem? Or do you start counting the 5 days from Thursday when you actually were Pirsa Nida? Because in practice, even though she was still retrospectively, as a point of fact, she was Tahora on Wednesday, but she conducted herself as Tamea because she wasn't sure about the status of that Mara. So Rav Avner thinks that in that kind of a scenario where Lamaisa, you're treating yourself as Tamea, as a Sura, and Lamaisa, you're Parish Mitashmish, and you're Noheg, all the Harchakos. So for all intents and purposes, that could be counted as the first day towards the 5 day count. We wouldn't say Gazilo Shimsha to Shimsha in a scenario where Tashmish was a impossibility. And even if, in point of fact, the Mara was a Mara Tahor, but given that they were conducting themselves as if it was a Mara Tame, so for all intents and purposes, you could begin your 5 day count from that day. Bali Shulchan is Machmir in Sivkat and Kufayin Beis. The Bali Shulchan assumes that if, in fact, the Mara is a Mara Tahor, then you have to be Machmir. Because Iglai Milsa, that it was a Mara Tahor. And then you can't count that towards your 5 days, because in principle, Tashmish was Mutter then, and we'd still be Gozer Lo Shimsha to Shimsha. Ramosha, yeah, Moshe?
Yeah, just to go back to the Shach for a second.
Mm-hmm.
The Shach in like the previous of Katan seems to not just apply it to during Shiv and the Kiyam, but even for a Kesem, not during the Shiv and the Kiyam. That you never have to wait 5 days for a Kesem. Just want to.
Which Shach?
Sif Katan Chafalov, I think. If in a case where you didn't have Tashmish the night before.
Right, but let's talk about a kesem that is tame.
Yeah. I'm going back to the Rebbe's first point in the Shach. Like the Roed or kesem during Shiv Nekiyim. So I'm saying the Shach expands that beyond that even a kesem not during Shiv Nekiyim. If you're not Shimsha, so then that doesn't require 5 days. You can start right away.
Correct, but right. The point of the Shach and Sifkat and Kafbeis is that you might have thought that if you have a Kesem Toch
to the Nakiyim where that Tosar, so maybe that sets you back all the way, and you have to.
Right. Now, the Shach does say it's kosher, meaning it's not, that's such a hafamina. Correct. So that's, if you see a kasem at any point, Renat goes there, lo shimsha to shimsha. And that's true if you see a kasem toch shivinakiyim or a riya toch shivinakiyim, then you don't have to restart the 5-day count either. Correct.
So that, I'm saying this, the shach and sifkat and chaval is also accepted?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Ramosha writes in Chelek Bey's Simon Samaches at the end. In this scenario, Barasa Kesem Shapirshu Machmas Shelo Yadushu Tahor, that the woman sees a Kesem and they're Polish because they don't know what the status of the Kesem is. Ulamacha Rasadam, and the next day she's Pirsanida. Vishalu Lachacham. And in point of fact, the Chacham was Mitar the Kesem. Ein lahachshiv yom shepirshu mitat usam v'minyan hachamisha yom shenagul lahantum kodim sriya sashiv nekiyim v'yachashin es barashayis mutares. The Ramosha also assumes that if in point of fact she was mutares on that previous day, even though they were Polish misafek, you cannot count it towards the 5 days. But if you didn't ask the shayla and you just treated it as a safek, so then that counts towards the 5 days. And Rav Yashim is quoted by Rabbi Morgenstern as saying the same thing as well, that if you're only parish, So Ramosha there distinguishes between where you ask the shayla and there's a psak given that she was tahor, and where you treat it as a safek without asking the shayla. That if you treat it as a safek without asking the shayla, so then you can count that towards the 5 days because there was no psak that she was tahora. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv, it sounds like even if it's only misafek, that where she's parish misafek, then you can't count that. In order to count it, there has to be a vados that it was a maritame. Okay. Rav Ozner raises the following question. Can you be mitzaref a yom vest towards the count of the 5 days? Now, let's say a woman has a yom vest on Thursday, and then she sees dam on Friday. So she was also b'tashmish on Thursday anyway, because that's a yom havest. So can you be mitzaref that to start counting your 5 days? Because in practice, she was a surah labayla on that yom havest already. So the way Rav Ozner frames the shayla is that maybe you still have to be machmer there, because it's true that she's asur b'tashmish, but at least according to many, her chokas are definitely mutter, and maybe even chibuk v'nishuk is mutter, that's the machlokas. So yom avest is not as chamor as a time where she's totally asura. Rabbi Morgenstern points out that the shayla is a little bit unclear to begin with. What Rav Ozner is trying to get at, because even if you're going to assume that you could have counted the Yom HaVest because she's a surah during the Yom HaVest, but the Isser during the Yom Havest is only during the Onos Havest Mikra Adin, which is that 12-hour period. So even if she was Asura on Thursday during the day, but she's Muteris on Thursday night, then she has a Re'iyah sometime later on Thursday night or on Friday morning. So there's still a window where she was Muteris Labayla. Yeah, but that's only L'chomer. That's not Mikra Adin. Unless that's what it means. But it sounds like the Poska and that Shaila were machmer on. And it sounds like the consensus is to be machmer even in the case where you're parish misafek, that would not count towards the 5 days. The Darkei Tshuva in Sivkata and Peivav quotes him a sefer to Sefer Yerushalayim, who is Mesupik. What about Yemei Avelis? Let's say a woman is sitting Shiva, and then so she gets up from Shiva on Friday, let's say, and she has her Re'iyah Sadam on Thursday. But she's a Surah Labayla before that anyway, because she's in the middle of Shiva. So do you still have to count 5 days in that case on the Yom HaRe'iyah? Or do you assume that here there's no Lo Shimsha to Shimsha because she was actively a Surah Labayla before that anyway? So all you would need, maybe this whole din, the 5 days doesn't apply. So Moshe writes, Darka Tshuva leaves that as a question. Moshe writes in Tshuva Kaf Aleph to Rabbi Eider. Yom Harishon Shetzricha Lahamtin Rak Machmas Chashash Shemesh Shemesh Venus Markov Nina Gami Mei HaVelus Came into Machmas Isser after Eina Machmas Isser Nida. The Kosovo Shaykh Shetzishamesh Eina Tzricha Lahamtin Chamisa Yamim Ela Arba Bilvad Tikala. So Moshe thinks that Lemaisa she's a Sura. It doesn't make a difference if she's a Sura Nisila Velas or Sura Nisila Nisila. So then the 5 days don't apply. What about a woman who halachically is permissible abayla, but there are medical orders that she has to refrain from tashmish because of some medical condition? That emotion is different. There's no halachic impediment, even though there's a the Nishmartem, the Ozan Ashrafechem, would presumably be a halachic impediment, but that's of a different nature. There's no halachic impediment to Tashmish, even though the doctor's orders are such that you can't be mitzaref to be mekel on the 5 days. Even though there is an issue of chavala involved, there are other problems which do have halachic status, but that's a different kind of an issue. And people's perception is different between the RU of VLA and the doctor's orders, though they have a lucky status, are in common perception of a different category than an objective across the board halakha case. So Moshe says, when it comes to Avelis, if there's a pre-existing Avelis situation, so then you don't have to count 5 days. But if there was just doctor's orders for Fins and Tashmish, then you would have to count the requisite. So Ramosha is Nako there. Ramosha does have a clue there, but again, as Rabbi Morgan pointed out, it's about what's the scenario where that's relevant. Ramosha.
No, just when just to clarify, because when in the Shlos case we were dropping the fifth day of the Ramah,
mm-hmm.
and now we're talking about dropping all 5 days.
No, we're only talking about dropping the fifth day because no one's, again, in practice, it's almost, even if you find a scenario where it's helpful to have the fifth day, there's almost never a case where women's going to be Torah before the, or able to do Hefek Torah before the fourth day. But the discussion here in Poskim is just dropping the fifth day.
Why is that totally on Shimsha V'lo'atu Shimsha? Like, if she didn't have Tashmish, so then why do you need, and you're saying that you'd be Mekel, so then why, is there any concern? Because in the fifth day, just for Bein HaShmashos?
Right, the fifth day is for Bein HaShmashos.
Yeah, so I believe that's because of what the Shach writes in the Sfasim Kaf. Moshe was asking in a scenario where the woman is the woman's an Avelis, and there's no Lo Shem Shach and Shem Shach information, so why do you need?
We can't hear.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever number of days a woman is in Avelus should count towards the 5 days. And in theory, she might only have to wait 1 day after the Riyah to do Hefek Torah. So that is, in fact, how the Dark Yeshuva frames the question. The Ramosha is only willing to knock off the fifth day. I believe that's because of what the Shach writes in Sifkat and Kaf. Noagim, Shafilu Kala Eino Soferes Shivanakiyim Ad Yom Chamish Yilariyasa. So a Kala also waits 5 days. Afbish Adai Loba Chasam Ir. Afbish Alafidaiti Eima Hachmer Vizaklau. Lena Nifka Rishim Posi Kamon Akram Mikamakom.
lo yehei ela kedvar mutar mechayim nagabu iser. When we come back, b'shas tzchak yesh lahati lakala shemiyat shetisak b'tara tispor shivanikim. So the shas says that by a kala, really, there's no reason for any weight because there's no obviously no concern of tashmish before a poletes, but the minig is still to be machmir. But in the ikar din, you could be makel to dispense with any waiting period. But the poskim say that kala should wait 4 days, even if we're not machmir for 5 days. So that sounds like in practice, we only, even in the scenario where there is no real concern of Lashimsha to Shimsha, but in practice, we only knock off the fifth day and preserve the minug across the board of at least 4 days. So I think that's what's behind the psak here. The Deborah Tziner argues on Rav Moshe, Chelek Aleph Simnun Beis in the Ber Moshe. So he assumes that even in a situation where they're refraining from tashmish because of doctor's orders, that you don't have to, that you could count that towards the 5 days, because that's a milsa d'lashkicha, milsa d'lashkicha, l'gazir behu rabbana. And Rabbi Ida responds to that on page 43, that no, maybe that's more analogous to Ein Baila Be'ir. That Ein Baila Be'ir also, there's no practical possibility of Tashmish, but we're masking there anyway against the Bach. So even if there are doctor's orders, that's the Tzak of Rav Moshe, that you still can't knock off extra days as a result of that. Okay, Rav Moshe has the following discussion in Chelek Bei Simen Pei Dalet. Chelek Bei Simen Pei Dalet. Okay, so a case of Orthodox infertility. There's a woman who was unsuccessful in getting pregnant, and the doctors say that's because her window of ovulation falls around day 10 of her cycle. So what's going to, it falls around day 10 of her cycle. It happens to be that this woman only sees Dom for 2 days at a time. So in theory, if not for the poletes consideration, she could have done a hesek on day 2. And then her shivanikim would be done on day 9. And then she could go to the mikvah and time it around ovulation. So here we're not talking about knocking off the fifth day. Here we're talking about knocking off a lot more than that. B'makom pru urvu. So Rav Moshe first says that this chumrah of lo shimsha atu shimsha, which is only a low plug, so it's unreasonable to assume that the chumrah was established even in a case where it's going to impact on pru or vu. And the minhag was simply based on the norm that the majority of women ovulate later in the cycle. And he quotes from Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchos Kitten that biguna, we don't say low plug, makom migun. So here too, we shouldn't apply the low plug. So Moshe says that you should do the following, that the woman should be pareshes beginning 3 days before her onas haves. So that way, we'll make sure that there's no possibility of tashmish within 5 days of when she wants to do a Hefsek Tara. And then she could do a Hefsek Tara on day two after she stops seeing Dam. And then count her Shiva Nekiyim and go to the mikvah on day 10. So as long as there's no Shimsha, the Moshe says you could dispense with the low Shimsha Atu Shimsha, the makom that is going to interfere with Pru Urvu. And that would allow the women to do a Hefsek on day two and go to the mikvah 7 days after that. Okay. Rasi Pesach Frank and the Minchas Yitzchak both have a different suggestion. They don't adopt Ramosha's kula here. Har Tzvi Yoredeya Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. Har Tzvi Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. So he has the following suggestion in a similar kind of a fact pattern. So the problem is that the woman ovulates earlier in the cycle, and if you're going to go with a regular waiting period, then it's going to be too late. So he has the following suggestion. In a case where the woman's Riya is only for 2 days, like a Ramosha scenario, so she should do a Hefsek Tara on the day that she stops seeing Dam. So she sees Dam on Sunday, stops seeing Dam on Monday, do a Hefsek Tara on Monday, and then count Shiva Nekiyim. But not go to the mikvah. So she should not go to the mikvah that month, so that she remains Asur Labayla. And come the next month, when she has her Re'iyah again, that's only going to last for 2 days, then she can do a Hefsek Tara on day two. You know, since she was Asur Labayla the whole time, so there's no concern of Poletas. You know, Tzvi Pesach Frank is not willing to be maker like her Moshe to dispense with the requirement of 5 days, even below Shimsha, even the Malkum that is going to interfere with Peruvu. But he's willing to suggest this following Eitza, that the women should remain Asur Labayla for an entire month and only go to the mikvah on alternate months. And that way, the second month, she can do a Hefsek Tara on day two, where she's already been Asur Labayla for the entire previous month, and then count her Shiva Nekiyim, and then go to the mikvah. And that's what Diane Weiss paskins as well in a similar case. Chela Gimel Simen Pei Hei, Chela Gimel Simen Pei Hei. And Rabbi Karp quotes that Rav Yashiv felt this way as well, that he wasn't willing to be Mako like Ramosha. And Ramosha heard about such contrary opinions, and he writes to Rabbi Eider in Simen Kuf Beis that he doesn't think that's right, because in a situation where we're trying to encourage Peruvu, then insisting that a woman only go to the mikveh every other month is not very conducive to Peruvu. That the way you're mekayim Peruvu is that you're bo b'chol ona ashikayim lashon Rambam. So Ramosha wasn't a fan of the suggestion of C. Pesach Frank, and later by Diane Weiss. So Ramosha thought that that's not conducive to trying to promote Peruvu, and therefore he stood by his Eitza that in this case you could be Mako with the entire 5 days to the extent that the woman can get a clean Hefsek Tara at any point, because the Chomer lo Shimsha through Shimsha was never intended to interfere with the Peruvu situation. Okay. Again, as Dr. Reback pointed out last week, nowadays there are enough medical interventions to kind of make this whole shayla lehalacha v'lelamaisa, because in practice there are, in most scenarios, easier ways to deal with the biology
that you wouldn't have to come out to these kulas in halacha. Okay, so we'll stop here for today.